Hey everyone, welcome to the Prodigal Fawn, where we talk about topics that are near and dear to our hearts.
Hunting,
fishing, and
our faith.
Welcome back to the podcast, third episode. With me, we have a couple guests. My sister, Rochelle. Let's say hi.
Hi.
And then my mother, Karina.
Hi.
Of course, we have our co-host, Dean, my fiance.
Hello, everyone.
And me, of always, Destiny. Today was a pretty big day. Why was that?
We got baptized.
Mm-hmm. We are saved. And it was an out-of-body experience.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was crazy. Church was good. The whole sermon was great. Learned a lot. We had a couple of our friends, too, that came on, Brandon and Emily.
Yep.
Or that came to see us get baptized, which was awesome, too. Very blessed. I'm glad my family came down. They drove 6 hours to come see us from Moscow, Idaho. So glad you guys made it. Our little podcast system right now set up is a little awkward because we only have two mics. So we're sitting at the dining room table. My mom and sister are pretty much kissing over there, cheek to cheek. And same with Dean and I. But it's working out. Hopefully this comes out good. And we have Dolly in the background. So yeah, today at church was a big deal. Waiting a long time for us to get baptized. What do you want to lift it off with your experience of getting baptized today, babe?
Before we got baptized today, it was just, just super excited, kind of nervous. But then, like, as soon as I was walking up to the tank, would you call it a tank?
Yeah.
Just got super excited. And then, like, as Ryan was like, no, this is the day that, you know, you were born again.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, as I went under the water, all that anxiety, all that stress, just, it disappeared. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. To do it with you, mm-hmm. It was just so special and such an amazing feeling, and I'm just so excited to start our new lives, you know?
Yeah, it was crazy because that whole sermon I was sitting through, and I was so nervous. I was like, I don't know if I can get up and speak in front of these people, but that's like the last people you would think to be uncomfortable in front of. You know, they're all thinking the same thing, and they're there for Jesus, so it wasn't too bad, because when I got on stage and I started speaking, it came easy to me. The words came to me, and it felt good.
Yeah.
Felt really good. I mean, it was shaking a little bit, but it's okay. It was so funny because they were doing a Bible study right before church.
Yeah.
We walked in on them, and so we turned around because we didn't know what was going on. We went out in the lobby. But then after the sermon and everything, after we got baptized, they sat there and said, yeah, we even had the Bible study before church started was about baptism. And we're like, that is so crazy because they usually have and for them to have a Bible study just about baptism, that was crazy.
The day we get baptized.
Yeah, I was like, what a coincidence. Everything happens for a reason. It's crazy. My experience with getting baptized, it was more than I expected. It was a true gift. When Emily said those things right before I went under, I was like almost starting to cry. I cried when you went under. What a surreal moment and feeling that you can only describe to someone else that has done it.
Yeah.
And when I got dunked under, I only said to myself, I said to Jesus and I was like, take the old me, make the new me. Mm-hmm. And when I popped up, I was like, instantly felt the Holy Spirit. And it was the craziest feeling in the whole entire world.
Just feel like a new person. Like, it's wonderful.
Out of body experience, I'd say, by far. What a good day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we even started off with, we woke up pretty early just because we were so nervous for the day. What, we woke up at like 7:30.
Yeah.
Family was up, surprisingly. They're not the type of family to get up early.
I get up every day of the week.
Every day. Oh, you get up every day for the week, huh?
Early.
Early. Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. That's good to know. Well, yeah, because your schedule, what, you have to go to work
at 6.
By 6, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you said you had a really long drive, right? So I thought you'd be super tired not wanting to get up early.
Oh, no. I even went to bed late. Didn't go to bed till 1 a.m.
Oh, yeah, that's right. When we woke up early, I was expecting to make my family breakfast, this big breakfast, bacon, eggs, sausage, hash browns, and then what happened?
Dang, power went out.
Dang, power went out. What the heck? But,
I feel like that phrase, God works in mysterious ways, sure does, because going out to breakfast with the whole family.
That was awesome.
That was amazing.
It was
a good experience. And just like, I don't know, I feel like it's Lord's way of like taking that stress off of you,
mm-hmm.
to have to make breakfast for everyone.
Before
and
the
just
big,
like,
yeah.
Just before go out and have dunk. Breakfast and have a good time. And
mm-hmm. It was amazing. And of course, my mom had to pay for the full meal because that's just how she does it, even though Dean and I wanted to. But, you know, I guess that's what moms are for. Just joking.
Made of money.
Obey thy mother.
Obey thy mother.
M-O-M. Made of money.
It was good food, though. We had a good waiter.
It was really good. Black Diner.
Black Bear.
Black Bear Diner. Super good. That's our new place instead of Sherry's. So, sticking with us forever. Well,
for anybody listening, we don't have anything against Sherry's. They just closed the one by us.
Yeah. Mom, Rochelle. Rochelle's my sister, which I already introduced. Do you guys have anything you want to share about what you experienced seeing today at church? With the baptism, with how you felt?
I just want to say I really thought it was amazing. I was baptized about the age of 14, and to see my daughter and her fiancé do it at the same time was amazing. The church seemed really calm and relaxing. I really liked the preacher, the way he explains things. And so today was a really blessed day, and I thank you for letting me be a part of it.
Of course. You've always been a great mom. I made it such a big deal for you guys to come down here because you guys mean a lot to me. So you being a part of something so big and something that we're committed to means the world to us. And to have my sister, my best friend, who's going to be my maid of honor this May, and my mom, it really meant more than you guys can ever imagine. I just want to let you guys know. So thanks, sis, for making that commitment to drive down here, you know, with your two kids. And
yeah, I got to get better at driving anyway. Get used to the long drives. You guys mean baptized. It's very a vulnerable thing. Mm-hmm. And you guys were really strong and brave to do that. And it was awesome to see. I bawled my eyes out like a baby, but that's just because you're my best friend and you found an awesome man that would do something like that with you, which is so cool because you've always had a relationship with God growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Like a way stronger than I've ever had. And so it was really cool to see you guys do it together.
Thanks, sis. It was a blessing for you guys to be there and for you guys to move up front, even though we were sitting in the back to see it up close and personal. It's something we'll never forget because it's something we did together and it's something that we witnessed together and experienced. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
It's a pretty cool thing. I just didn't want to drive 6 hours.
And I get that. I made that drive multiple times. It's a boring but beautiful drive, too, in the middle. It's beautiful, and most parts are just bland. But
it was just my very first time. It wasn't bad. It was just kind of nerve-wracking. First time ever driving those roads, all mm-hmm. windy, and you have to, like, slow down. 35, then 45.
I know. It's a little ridiculous, and it's super windy.
And yeah, that's what I'm talking
Idaho
about.
Idaho drivers aren't the best drivers, either.
Yeah, no, they are not.
I'm one of them. But hey, if I admit it, I admit it. We love our new church. It really is amazing. I think it's a non-denominational church, if I'm wrong, correct me. The way Daro preaches, the way the whole community is super nice. I mean, my family walked in and everybody was, hey, how are you? You know, everybody was just introducing themselves, super nice, good environment, healthy environment, and I honestly have never found a church so opening and welcoming and just laid back, but all about Jesus. And that's all you want in a church. Most churches are selfish with their own rules and their own regulations on certain things. And to me, I feel like Jesus didn't want organized religion. He wanted more of a loving, welcoming community because everybody's a sinner and no one's perfect. So why put the pressure on only, you know, people that are trying to find help and find Jesus. So it's a great church.
Mm-hmm.
One love. So when you guys were coming down, did you run into anything that made the drive terrible or
no.
certain people? You said it was a chill drive.
Well,
right?
Besides being a little anxious, yeah, I mean, the kids weren't even that bad. Only a couple times Grandma had to yell at them to calm down in the back. But everything went pretty smooth. We saw some Army guys in New Meadows. They were driving their big old tanks and things.
That's weird. Cool.
The kids enjoyed that.
That's weird that you guys mentioned the military guys in New Meadows, and then we saw that huge plane loading tanks.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you wonder what's going on.
Oh, no, don't say that.
But I don't, I try not to stress about that kind of stuff, because God has everything in line and planned, so.
Yeah.
That's why I don't watch the news, other than things I need to know.
That's what I was just going to say. I don't watch the news. It's all depressing.
Well, and it's all opinions and things that don't really matter. Do you guys got anything planned coming up in your life, new or anything exciting? Or school's coming up for the kids, Rochelle?
Yeah, like the beginning of September, maybe the end of August.
The end of August?
I gotta look it up. Because they put the class schedule up on the 24th.
Did they?
They will on August 24th.
Mm. Okay.
But the kids are ready to go.
Are you going to take them to orientation or whatever that's called?
I'll have to ask for the time off. I'll do that when I find out what day it is.
What year is... So Ellie is how old?
She'll be first grader.
Wow.
Daryl will be a third grader.
Isn't that crazy? Like, when we first started in kindergarten, you had to be six to be in kindergarten, which is why we had to skip a year.
Yep.
Everybody's like, did you guys get held back? No, we're September babies. So we had to wait the next year because you had to be 6 years old. Now all of a sudden rules change. It's weird. Whatever.
Anyways. Yeah, and kindergarten only used to be like a half a day. And now kindergarten everywhere has changed to a full day, which is nice.
It is nice. I mean, for people that have to work.
Why start out with a half a day when you can just put them for the whole day?
Yeah.
And then they're...
Well, so they can get used to being, you know, in a full day when it comes to first grade.
Yeah. And it's just... Might as well how always the school, just had it be that
school
way.
Schedule works. But I don't know. Maybe the kindergarten teachers were just lazy and only wanted to work for a day because those kids are hellions. I don't know.
So they could have less kids in the morning and then they would have some in the afternoon too. So they could work with a little at a time.
Makes sense. Okay. That's why you have the older people for wisdom, you know. You're so cute with Dolly in your lap, Mom. She's just chilling. It's so funny because after we got baptized, Dean was like, yeah, we have a demon to
exercise
when we get home. And my family's like, who? And we're like, Dolly. And they just laughed immediately, like they didn't know who we were talking about. But yeah, no, she's just a feisty one.
Dolly's our wiener dog, by the way. I don't think she's been introduced to the podcast yet. So
the bear story she was.
Oh, yeah.
So our wedding, you're my maid of honor.
Yep.
Are you excited about it? Are you nervous? Are you stressed?
I am excited and nervous. I mean, it's a big job to play.
Yeah, you do. You have to cater to me. How do you feel about catering to your younger sister?
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Because you're a maid of honor.
Yeah.
Mom, you got anything insight on the wedding coming up?
No, I'm excited for it.
Excited?
Mm-hmm. Excited.
Nice.
I'm excited to see you guys get married, but I'm also excited to dance and get drunk.
Yeah. We are too. We just can't get too drunk because we want to remember the night. But you guys can take advantage of the bartenders there.
Somebody has to drive home.
My mom.
Mom, the good DD. She's been our designated driver for a little bit now.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't like to drink that much, so.
She had her time. It's ours. Your kids are staying occupied with the sprinkler.
Yeah.
With the sprinkler.
They're being crazy. They're like throwing over the freaking sprinkler. I'm trying to like have this conversation and have a mom eye, and they are being nuts out there.
Me and Dolly are getting more excited about hunting.
Oh, okay. Ooh, yeah. Here we go. Yeah. Here, let's switch the topic, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody knows that we're going to do a pretty big archery hunt this year.
Mm-hmm.
Destiny's first time bow hunting for elk.
Yeah. Yes.
Karina, what are your plans hunting season this year?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to go hunting for a bull elk and shoot one this year. We're going to have all the luck we can. I put in for some more super hunts, hoping to get a super hunt. Hopefully that happens.
What was your experience last year with elk?
I didn't see very many elk last year.
Mm-hmm.
I was hunting with my dad, and we came around this corner out walking. We came across this buck that we could see, and he was a really nice buck. And I got all excited. He didn't even move. I could walk around two different corners and got a lot closer to him, and I shot and I missed.
Mm, we all have had those moments.
Yeah, but then I shot again and I missed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened.
You think your nerves just got the best of you?
I'm not sure. And then I was about ready to, he jumped up finally and was broad right in front of me, and I was going to shoot him again. And then all of a sudden a herd of elk came running out from behind him.
Oh, that's crazy.
And I went running for them, but there was no bull, and I did not have a cow tag. Because there's no bull, you don't get to fire.
Yeah. Dang it.
So this year is going to be the year.
Amen.
So how long have you been elk hunting?
Technically, I've only been elk hunting for about 5 years. Other than that, I deer hunted.
When did you first start hunting? Do you remember your first deer hunt?
My first deer hunt was when I was 12 years old. My dad took me out, and we went out by headquarters. I don't know if anybody knows where headquarters is, but that's where my dad always hunted elk. And we decided to play some music and wait a little bit. And we were singing along, saying that was going to be our moment. And we get out to go hunting, and we were hunting deer, not elk. I tell you what, I had never heard an elk bugle until that day. And he bugled so loud that it echoed across the mountains and everything. And it was like he was right there in your ears, like he was not even 10 feet away. And it was so loud. And I was like, oh my God. And I was so scared. And I was looking at my dad going, what in the world? And he says, you know what? That is a bull elk. Get down. Let's get ready. Because he had a tag. I didn't.
Yeah.
And we were only supposed to be hunting deer for me. And we never did see him. But man, it is a beautiful voice to hear when you're out there. And you don't hear that anymore with all the wolves. But that was beautiful. And, you know, I never did see any deer that day. So I never did get to shoot any. But that was my first day. My first actual time shooting a deer. My uncle was a logger. So we were out logging with him. And I was 14, I want to say. 14 or 15, and my dad and my uncle were busy logging while me and my brother were walking around, and my brother's like, look, sis, a deer. I'm like, oh yeah, let's shoot it. So I shot it, and I scored. So I was super, super excited, and I went down to go see it, and I was looking at it, and my brother felt the top of his head, and he goes, it's actually a buck. It's actually a buck. You shot a buck.
Oh.
I said, no way. It doesn't have no horns. And he goes, Phil. And there was these little tiny, tiny nubbins sticking out. And he goes, you shot a baby. And I go, it doesn't have any spots. It was legal. Don't tell me. He goes, well, I guess it didn't have any spots, so it's legal, but it's still a baby. I'm like, okay. Oh, hey, my gosh.
Those taste the best.
Yeah. Well, I was sad at first, but because it had no spots, it was legal, but it was cool. And we went back and told my dad, and my dad's like, no way. And we're like, yeah. And he goes, we heard the shot, but we weren't sure.
That's cool. You put a little different spin on that one, because you used to say that when you were spotting your first doe or whatever, you saw the nose of it. Or is that a different story?
No, that's a different story.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we'll circle back to that then, huh? My first experience with my first kill, it was my brother and I that went out with my grandpa. We were going up on this clear cut on this old logging road, and we saw these whitetail, and We were waiting, walking, whatever. And my brother and I, of course, at the time I was 12, he was like 14, I think. He's like 2.5 years older than me. So, of course, we were fighting on who gets to shoot first. We had a 308 at the time. Somehow we worked out that he was going to get the first kill shot. And we were walking down the road. My grandpa hands him the 308. He's like, there's some does running down the hill. And then, so Gary gets ready to shoot, and the deer stop, and he aims, boom, the deer went down, but then got up and then ran down the hill again. He's like, okay, Destiny, it's your turn. There's another one, and it's right there. And so I look, it's this big mama doe. I shoot, it goes running down the hill. So after that, we were like, well, we have two deer to find. Gary's was a little smaller than mine, but when we were walking down the clear cut to the other road at the end of the hill, we saw my doe that I shot, and it was laying there in pain. And so I started crying a little bit. I'm 12 years old at this time, and I'm just like, my grandpa's like, we got to get the pistol out and shoot her in the head so she doesn't suffer anymore. And I was like, oh my goodness, I can't watch this. I really can't. My grandpa grabs out his 45, grabs the ear of the doe, and shoots it in the head. And I was like, my goodness, this is terrifying for a 12-year-old. After that, he was like, we do it for the meat. It's not for a sport. It's okay, Destiny. It's part of it. We at least got it to where she wasn't in pain anymore. And so I looked at it totally different. And we started gutting it and stuff. He's like, one thing. This is your first deer you shot, your first kill of anything. We have to put blood on your head. I was like, okay, whatever. And he did. Oh my goodness, my face smelled like blood all day long. But anyways, yeah, that was my first experience with my first kill. So yeah, it was crazy. What about you, babe? I'm sure you got a big story to tell.
Well, my first deer, actually, I'm trying to remember. Gosh, I was probably 12 too. I think it was toward the end of the season. Like, Dad and I had hunted a little bit. I hadn't really got much. I just remember we'd done a little road hunting, had seen some deer here and there, and I hadn't quite been able to make a shot happen. But then we start hiking up this steep, steep hill. I mean, super steep. And for a 12-year-old kid, it was rough. Mm-hmm. We see some deer, and Dad, he hands me the gun. He gets his pack. We have pack frame style packs. He gets it all set up for me to lean against. And I shoot, just drop this deer. No, she didn't drop. She kept running. It was probably bad shot. My first shot on a deer, I gut shot her, zipped her right in the stomach. But I think my dad ended up finishing her off after we got up on her. I still just remember being so excited and so happy about it. Like,
that's cool. But I don't think us as hunters will never forget our first kill, which is an amazing part about it. Yeah, it sticks with us forever, and along the years we'll always remember that first kill and why we do it. Yeah, pretty cool. But I'm excited for this hunting season. We went back up the trails and collected some game camera details. And we're stoked with what we saw on the trail cameras. So want to give a little insight on what we found?
Yeah. I mean, so in the area I grew up hunting, we've had, decent bucks, decent bulls, like satellite bulls. Maybe every now and then you get a big old branch bull. This year we have at least three different big branch bulls, giving them some funny names, but and then probably another seven or so little satellite bulls and just a whole lot of spikes too. Mm. So there's plenty of elk around. We're pretty excited about that. Hopefully Destiny can get on a bull. We also have three really nice mule deer bucks, which in that area I grew up hunting, seeing a nice mule deer buck, it doesn't happen often. So to see three on camera that, kind of have a pattern, gets my hopes up and
real high.
I call dibs on the big wide one we have. But you get first shot at any elk.
All right. We'll see about that. We got to make a plan with you, Mom, next year or something like that for an elk hunt, because that'd be cool.
That would be cool.
I don't know. Something as like a hunter, you always want your parents to experience what they couldn't. And me, I've been elk hunting for a while. I've never gotten anything, but my mom has hunted twice as long as me and has not killed an elk yet. So I would literally give up any shooting opportunity, even my first one, for my mom to kill an elk. I mean, that would mean the world to me to see her complete something like that, that she's been waiting for such a long time. So we ought to come up with a plan with you to shoot one, even if it's rifle, or if I can teach you to shoot a bow. Dean taught me how to shoot a bow. I'm sure he can teach you. So bow season seems to be not easier than rifle season. You just see more action. You hear them more. You see them more.
They're in the rut more.
Yeah, they're in the rut, of course, which makes it a lot easier to hunt for. With bow, you have to be up close, so that's also the difficult part. Yeah.
There's difficulties about both seasons.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. 100%. They're out of balance, for sure.
Hardly ever have any snow when you're archery hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of rifle hunts in the snow, though.
Yeah. We got to come up with a plan, Mom. Come down south, there's more elk. I found out.
Well, if we all three got one this year, that'd be cool, too.
A lot of meat. We were just thinking, we don't have a freezer. We have our normal fridge freezer, but we don't have a freezer for big game. So that is something that we have to buy before we go out this September. So
that's, you can even just get like a little fridge, like a little one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that. We got to figure it out, because not even a hindquarter can fit in that fridge. Sis, like I said, I'm going to convince you one day you're going on a hunt with me.
Nope. Well, I might sit there while you hunt, but I'm not hunting myself.
Hmm. Okay, well, we'll see about this. People change. That's okay. But you're going on a hunt with me.
You mind if I ask why you don't want to hunt? Just to get your thoughts on hunting?
I mean, it just doesn't interest me. Mm. I like elk and deer meat. It's delicious. I've also had bear.
Yeah.
I've had quail. Like, I've had... It's good. It's just I don't want to do the hunting myself.
Yeah. Is it more of, like, the guilt of killing the animal?
Or... Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also just don't like guns.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I believe in everybody, like, having, can have guns. I just don't want to touch one myself.
Yeah. That's all. Of course. I had the fear as a little girl of shooting one because of the percussion of the rifle. Is that something, is it like you're afraid of, like, shooting it, like, the recoil?
I'm just afraid of them in general, I feel like.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think we all were at first, I'm sure.
Which is just so weird to me because of the family I grew up with. Because mm-hmm. every single person in my family loves guns, loves hunting, is not afraid of it at all, and I'm just terrified.
There's nothing wrong with one person being different. That just makes you 10 times more special.
I don't know about special.
Not special in the wrong way, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I know.
super excited for this elk season because it's a type of hunting I'm not used to, which excites me. So I'm ready. I'm ready to see what happens. And to do it with the love of my life is something too. Because I've never had someone say, oh, by the way, you get first shot. I'm like, that doesn't come easy with my family. We fight over that. We will kill each other for that. He's like, him and his dad are like, nope, you got it. You've never shot an elk. This is your first bow season. I was like, this is amazing. I married the right man. Like, what? I'm marrying the right man. Like, this is crazy. But I'm really excited to claim a first shot, I guess, because that's never happened to me, ever.
We would never kill anybody. We would just take the shot before them.
Shoot.
Just shove you out of the
way. Way to clear it up, Mom.
It doesn't go the same way for duck hunting, though. Duck hunting, you got to be the fast.
Yeah.
The fastest. I mean, I might be a little bit of a bird hog, but more lead in the air, the more ducks in the bag at home, you know?
Well, there's a difference there. I went duck hunting the first time this year. It was so much fun. Dean bought me a 12-gauge for my last birthday. Greatest birthday present. And I got to use it a lot. I cannot shoot a clay pigeon. We were practicing for this duck hunting. And for some reason, I cannot shoot a moving clay pigeon in the air. I'm like, how the heck am I going to shoot a bird in the air? I got one. He's like, well, I mean, there's an odd there, you know, like you'll have a chance maybe. But the first bird I shot at, I did hit part of it and then they blew it up the rest and then they claimed I shot it. But whatever, we'll go with that. I shot my first duck this season. That was the same time we were also training Outlaw to be a duck dog. Yeah, that didn't go over so well. He's learning and he's getting better. We're definitely going out more this year.
Oh, yeah. I need to train up Outlaw a bit more. And the spirit is there. He hasn't put it all together yet, though.
So you guys are leaving tomorrow morning?
Yeah, bright and early.
Right.
So we'll beat the sun.
Beat the sun. It's probably a good idea.
It was fun coming down here to get to experience you guys being baptized and to see your house that you live in and to experience Boise all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Especially
yeah.
the mall.
That is your first time coming down here and seeing my house for the first time. I totally forgot about that. But yeah, I moved out here like 10 months ago from Moscow. The first time being away from my family that far of a distance. So it's been an experience. It's been different for me. Yeah, I'm glad you guys came down. It was super exciting. I've been wanting you guys to come down for a long time because I've been going up there. And I just wanted you guys to just come see Boise with me. And so far, it's been a great experience with you. So thank you for coming down.
Yeah, the kids are having fun too. So that's always important. Because, you know, everywhere I go, I have to bring those kids. So it's mm-hmm. nice when they have fun, too.
We went to the Boise Mall. What'd you get the kids?
Build-A-Bear.
Yeah. And how much did it end up coming out?
It was overly expensive.
Yeah.
But it's worth it.
They're happy. You even got a sale for, like, $2 for $45, and it still came out to, like, $160.
Yeah. And the that sales lady, she was really...
She knew how to sell.
Upselling today.
Yeah, she...
yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, man. When did you become a mom, sis? 2016?
Yeah.
I remember I was playing basketball that year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Your kids are beautiful kids, and I'm glad to be an aunt. And Dean,
well, good.
Yeah. Dean will soon be a uncle-in-law. They already call him Uncle Dean, which is the cutest thing ever.
At least Ellie likes Uncle Dean a little bit more than Aunt Destiny.
Shh!
5 hours of driving, and who'd she come give a hug to first? Aunt Destiny.
I was expecting them to come and run into my arms. What do I see first thing when they came out of that car? She ran her fastest little heart. Her little legs ran right to Dean first. And she looked me in the eyes. And then, ha, here's Dean.
Yeah.
Biggest hug ever. Like, what the heck?
In the car, she's like, I can't wait to give Uncle Dean a hug. Nothing about Aunt Destiny.
What is this world? What is this world? You know what? They can have you. Okay. They can forget about me. That's okay.
Not just their they love you too. Mm-hmm. They wanted to come down. That was their reasoning was, oh, I want to go down and see Aunt Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay.
They did. They said.
Yeah.
And then all they wanted to do was see Dean at first. They just used my name for a cover is what they really did. Yeah. It's okay. Maybe. I'll remember that.
They are a little bit sneaky.
I'll remember that when birthdays come around. And then I'm sure Dean will take over and get him something cool or whatever. Anyways, but yeah, they're little hellions. They're playing in the backyard in the sprinkler right now. They're the cutest.
A little bit too crazy.
You should be used to crazy by
Ellie
now,
Ellie just got yeeted to the side. Probably coming to tattle.
She did go to Daryl. Daryl keeps throwing me. Oh, that's cute. And funny, but terrible at the same time. She's like looking at us.
Tell him to stop or come in.
Oh my goodness. That'll be in there. For sure. That explains the emotions, I'm sure. No, he's not stopping throwing you, yeeting you across the yard.
Tell him he's done then.
All right. Well, in this podcast, like always, we're going to end it with a Bible verse of the day.
Today's verse comes from 2 Corinthians. I think it's very fitting since we got baptized today. I'll just read it for you guys. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, and the new is here.
That was good, babe. Dang, that really spices up what really happened today. Uh-huh. The old us is gone, and the new has arrived for us. I'm excited for our new journeys.
I'm so excited.
I'm really pumped. Well, yeah, take that, see what you can do with that Bible verse, and we'll catch you later on the next episode. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.